Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Well, they said you've got to keep it for 6 months. I'm not going to keep a pile of shit for 6 months.
Keep hold of it. Well, I've seen a few of the pilots you've done, Tom.
Do have a seat.
Thank you.
The bell means it must be time to begin.
Thank you.
Do come through. Well, I'm delighted to be joined today by Charlie Baker and Sam Battersea. You in my phone as Sam Battersea Baker.
Sure, I like that, yeah.
Of course.
Officially.
Professionally, Sam Battersea.
Yes.
And Charlie Baker.
Through marriage, Sam Battersea Baker.
Exactly that.
Well, let's not make it more confusing, but I'm sure I know you as Tim.
You do,
But that's different.
My spy name, Tom, but you're welcome to say it on your podcast. An exclusive.
And people will know you, Charlie, from TalkSport.
TalkSport.
Also Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio. Stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy, of course.
I was Tim Reynolds in EastEnders, Tom, of course.
Of course, Tim Reynolds. We've had a lot of EastEnders on this actual podcast.
Five episodes, booked for six.
Oh, well, the edit is a cruel mistress.
Normally that story is, I was booked for five episodes.
And here I was,
8 years later.
It's a journey that, for all of us, is a...
Showbiz is a cruel mistress.
Showbiz is a jagged cliff top. And Sam, of course, we've been friends for many, many years too.
Yeah.
And people will know you from various things, including Bridgerton, which, of course, wonderful
program. I was in Bridgerton very briefly. It was lovely. Yeah.
A lovely thing to do.
Oh, gorgeous.
And we've known each other all for a long time, and so I'm delighted to welcome you to the garden. And I'm delighted that you've brought a gift. I always enjoy when people...
Imagine if it wasn't a gift.
I know. Imagine if you just walked around my garden.
Just walked round with a posy at all times.
Or your neighbours, as I just walked by.
You mentioned there is a cemetery.
These were attached to a lamppost.
I felt like I'd stolen it. No, these are from
Too
the
dark.
Garden.
Too dark.
You laughed. And they're absolutely...
It's a jam jar. Sorry about that. But, you know...
What lovely jams you must have...
Bon Maman. I might ask that. Probably not. No.
I'm sure there's other Marks and Spencers.
I went to the garden this morning, as I like to, with a cup of tea. I thought, actually, it looks pretty good still this time
of year.
I'll
say it does.
I mean, this is everything.
This is the whole garden.
I cut up the whole garden. But no, that's the last of the Desdemona roses.
I would say that is a beautiful
rose, isn't it? It smells Desdemona lovely. Rose. And the dahlias have
They've only just started.
Yes, my dahlias are
lovely. Ours are still going. Well, I've actually harvested some people.
Yes.
They are wonderful. And I love these type of dahlias. I never know what they're called.
I should have remembered.
No, I don't remember what they're.
Okay, that's fine.
Gouda. The dog. Cyril doesn't like it.
Doesn't like the gouda. This has been...
One thing he will not stand.
Called a butterfly plant, I think. But it literally, the butterflies just land and fly. Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
And that's lovely as well.
Bringer.
Because sometimes I get a bit, what have I done here? That's a strange way to pick up a cup of saucer.
Didn't need the saucer.
It's like you've never picked up a cup of saucer.
It's like I'm a robot.
Did you have some sort of a...
Oh my goodness,
piece of garden. Yeah.
And you do have drinks, by the way.
Shall I put those down there?
I was just going to just give it a quick sniff.
Oh, please.
Said the actress to the vision. And that smells absolutely beautiful, that butterfly.
And gouda.
And here.
Please, call me Tom. they're lovely. I've had hot lips before, and I didn't realise you could bring them in. I love that, actually.
Well, I just making bring a lovely. In.
Yeah, and you put those, are they geraniums there on the edge?
Yeah, they are geraniums. Yeah. You've got those. They're pretty hardy, aren't
lovely.
They? They're pretty, yeah.
What a lovely treat, thank you.
That's a pleasure. Shall I?
That'll be brown tomorrow, that.
Of course, that'll be a lovely autumnal
hue
tomorrow. Yeah. No, but I love it. You
just
guys.
Enjoy it today.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you have... That's such a lovely gift. Well, I should
put it...
Should I put it down?
I feel like I'm your guide. I mean, I could be.
Please. Oh, that looks nice, doesn't it? That does look like we are commemorating something.
Stop all the clocks. I don't know. It feels a bit hack.
I couldn't possibly comment. Of course, so we've known each other for a long time. And as well, I must say, it's Sam and Charlie were very encouraging to me when I started in stand-up and very much encouraged me to take to the board. So you are to blame for all of
well, you were so... You were. You are.
No, I was.
So funny, darling. Yes, well, so no, funny.
Were you ever going to do anything else, Tom, is the thing? Just to push in the right direction?
Well, do you think I should do something else now?
Yeah, just thinking now.
I was thinking of maybe doing...
We've come here today to just encourage you.
Just encourage you away again.
Yeah.
Come back.
Thought about maybe doing fencing. Yes. I would like that. But no, I'm very grateful. But I know that you guys, a bit like me, really settled into a nice, I know it's not suburbia where you are, it's a nice, a quieter pace of life. Is that fair to say?
Well, we lived in Maida Vale in a flat above a Chinese restaurant.
Constant planes, I imagine.
Yeah, great, yeah.
Yes.
And enjoyed it, but it was a terrible, terrible buy.
Oh.
Really bad.
It was
buy.
Very exciting because we were able to scrape together and get our first flat.
It stank of fish about four times a week.
Yeah.
Did it? What sort of fish?
Well, we had a neighbour that would it would cook.
She loved
fish.
cooking fish. And she used to have a lot of deliveries that blocked the whole staircase.
A fish? Possibly. Maybe that was the problem. Then you'd sign for them.
And the door never shut.
It was constant rob.
Oh, Deirdre's bought them again.
We had an outside space.
We did?
Oh, well,
you know,
wow.
They said in London, outside space, but it was literally a very concrete, shallow balcony that you had to open a skylight and climb out.
Yes, I know those ones. Mm. Yes. Very cute.
I don't know if you ever came to that flat, but it was.
And we once had a pigeon land on it that wouldn't fly away.
Yes.
And the pigeon had a ring on his leg.
Oh.
And he was a homing pigeon that had got lost. So like a terrible homing pigeon, which just makes it a pigeon.
Yes. And a pigeon with a bracelet.
Exactly. And there was a number on the leg. And I rang the bloke on the whose number it was. And he went, can you just post it back?
What?
I said, I can't post a pigeon.
I don't remember that.
He said, could you just post it back? I said, well, how? How do I post it back? You went, you take it, put it in a box and you
no,
post it back.
You
I
can't.
Said, this can't be right. Also, how are you going to get it through that little slot? Right, but eventually, do you know what I did, Tom?
Oh, ate it. Oh, just threw it. And did it fly?
Just flew.
Oh.
Someone else's problem.
Someone else's problem. And maybe that was a bit like me with stand-up. Maybe that was just the encouragement we needed.
Exactly, that's what it is. It now presents Channel 5. Channel 5 News.
Wow, I thought, what a lovely story.
Yeah.
Oh, but
so we had that.
Life,
we had that.
Sort of pigeons as well when you live
close
to we were visiting your dad, who lives in Berkshire.
Yeah.
Oh,
your
lovely.
Dad.
Lovely. The Royal County.
Sam's dad.
Yes.
And we'd be driving back in every Sunday night or Monday morning going, why are we driving back? We like it out there.
Yes. Mm. And it's nice to be near family. I mean, I know it's not
nice.
But it's on the way to your folks.
Oh, it's no. It's always nice to be,
And also, I think I was filming at the time. We were doing Live Girls. Do you remember? With
Emma, your fabulous show,
And it was so exciting. But we were trying to get to the Stuarts, Teddington, and that was taking ages. And then we just think, gosh, we could live there and it might take the same amount of time.
That's
we're close
true
to
as well.
Dad and
yes.
we're close to getting home for Devon. So
plus also we could have a cottage and a garden.
And a garden.
And all those things. And that's why I was telling the boring story about the flat. To get to the garden.
How
we got a garden.
I didn't think it was boring at all, actually. I enjoyed it. And also now you have your lovely home with your lovely garden in Oxfordshire. Lovely Oxfordshire village.
Mm.
And you grow lovely things. Now do you spend a lot of time in the garden?
Samantha is the gardener.
Is that right, Samantha?
I love it. I got into it strangely when we had a courtyard.
Oh.
The house before we bought.
I remember that one.
You remember that one? And it was lovely. And it was probably the size of this here. And I went through a stage where I realised I could grow tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, things like that, and plants. And lots, it was very sheltered, and lots of things, lots of flowers, really worked.
Yes, and that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was hot, wasn't it? It had like a sort of its own climate.
Oh, like the Mediterranean.
So different things. It was like the Med.
Like the Mediterranean. But it genuinely was. We'd sit out there and be like, oh, it's so hot. And then we'd go out the front door to pop to the shop with a t-shirt and be like, oh, it's freezing. So it was hotter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But that's when I really, I felt, I got confidence from planting Adelia, for example, and it just coming.
Absolutely.
And that was, yeah.
How lovely to have that experience as well, because I think a lot of people get quite scared, don't they?
Yes.
Because they'll plant something and it'll die. But actually, yeah, if doesn't. You have the right conditions especially, it makes it that bit easier to have those successes, doesn't it?
Well, I sort of have observed the garden. I've always tried to grow things, but I don't have the patience.
Oh, really? I could see you as a bright Mr. Fothergill.
Well, I could act. Hello there, what's up, Tom? Here, I'll go plant that for you, no problem at all.
And I think, as I say that, I realise it's only because you grew up in Devon.
Exactly. But all you're thinking is, well, he'll know. He looks like he's seen a pair of wellies in his time.
I did grow some bin potatoes.
Because we were talking about potatoes the other day on the radio.
Lockdown. Bin yes. potatoes.
Oh, what a treat.
I did in a bin.
Yes, I gathered.
and I was like, this is going to be great. I've seen people do this. And then they pour it all out. And it's potatoes for weeks.
Yes.
Who can mess this up? How many potatoes did we have?
I think seven.
Oh, seven no. potatoes.
Quite small ones.
And I was like, don't check them, but leave that. Don't check those.
Oh, did you? Well, they can.
I must have done something wrong.
I must have done.
But it's the thing, isn't it? If you have the right conditions, like human beings, if they're in the right conditions,
they will
flourish.
They will flourish. Because I planted the ones from the supermarket this year and ended up with quite small ones, quite a small.
So you bought some you would more or less eat normally?
Or
they'd gone to seed.
Yeah. So you could tell they were sort of ready to do something that wasn't eaten. And so I planted those. And they did have a pretty good yield, but I couldn't get the... Are they chitting potatoes?
Chitting, yes.
Chitting?
Chitting?
Chitting, yes.
Chitting. That's what I said, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you...
No, I said chitting.
Sorry. Sorry.
I think the thing is...
I think it's chitting.
It was during lockdown, and I was mainly drunk on gin. So I can't tell you the sort of potatoes, how I put them in the bin.
Fine.
I can't tell you anything about it.
Fine.
I don't remember.
I don't, well...
Remember you doing it?
It's all just a nice adventure, isn't it? I mean...
But now we've had the garden done.
Yeah, well,
but you were involved in what we were going to plant.
You were saying you've been creating this.
Well, we just... We bought a place that was... It was on a new farm that had been knocked down, and it's on the new estate. So it's a new estate. And there are a couple of barns that they redid. And so we are very lucky to have one of those barns. And the garden is like a strip of lawn, basically.
I remember seeing it like that. Yeah, very neat.
Beautiful lawn, very neat.
Leading down to the road.
Yeah, we're sort of behind. Leading down to the... Yeah.
I do remember it, but...
Please, not very well, do you?
You were drunk on gin.
I was drunk on potatoes.
Gin potatoes.
Gin potatoes.
We were a bit unsure, because we got a puppy.
Ah, that's the thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of getting a little one, a little four-legged friend.
Yes.
But then I would worry about...
We had Bruce.
Of course, who Bruce.
You knew Bruce.
Yes.
And he died when we moved. It was so sad.
We had Bruce in the old place when he just had a courtyard. And when we moved, you went, and look, Bruce has finally got his garden.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he was dead about 3 months later.
Well,
so
maybe he wasn't into gardening.
Maybe exactly. He was very
maybe,
annoyed about
you know, very, actually quite
exactly
like
not into it.
Mm. Yeah,
bought him a mower and everything.
But
a little ride on mower, little hat, some wellies. It looked great.
He was like, "No way,
I don't
I'm
want
out.
This."
So then we did. So the kids. Yeah, we did. I wanted a dog as well, but I didn't realise Bruce because he grew up in a courtyard. He dug up one fern, I remember, but then that was it. But Claude, my goodness,
Claude
he has
got his claws into
dug
it.
To a point of. Upsetment for me because he'd just suddenly come to the window with something in it and he'd literally dug up a rose and I was like, well,
no.
That's spiky. Well, how have you done that?
They don't care, though, do they? They are kind of like that. They are mad.
Yeah,
the way they just want to chew
suppose.
Up everything.
Yeah. Yes. And the teeth. And he is definitely a digger. He's two now and he's just.
Oh, just settling down now. See, I love the idea of getting a Labrador like your one, but I think.
Just be wary of
it. Just where you have to be wary of the plant.
You have to get through that bit.
Although our friends, they rehome retired and failed guide dogs.
Oh, I'd get a failed one, wouldn't I? Absolutely. They'd palm off.
A failed guide dog is great fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
The idea
it's great,
of it, yes.
You know.
You couldn't even help the blind.
Yeah.
Well, the one they've got at the moment nicks biscuits off the table because they think the person can't see it happening.
It's quite brazen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, but yeah. So that might suit you.
Oh, that would be
a failed guide dog.
Because actually, they can be about two or three. In fact,
Yes, not, yeah. And they're just, yeah, a bit more trained.
A bit more trained.
I mean, the other thing I thought about was a corgi. I thought that might be quite on
would
brand.
That
was
too. I don't know about corgi's nice temperament. Corgis? I don't know.
I don't know if they might be a little more difficult ones.
Ankle-nippery.
Yes, and I do like the idea of a cuddly dog.
Yes.
That would be fun. So
maybe a labradoodle.
Something like a mix, yes.
They don't drop hair.
Yes, the hypoallergenic.
And they are smaller. We probably should have
got one of them.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What are your ambitions for the garden as it is with the new refurb?
Well, so rather like we were talking about your beds, they've put some lovely, because it's a straight line, some lovely curvy lines.
Interest for the eyes, isn't it? Yes.
And some beautiful grasses.
Oh, lovely.
I love that.
Sort of moved and they make it feel like you're sort of, you're by the sea. Obviously, you're not at all by the sea. But it feels, and this gouda that I was saying about is just, it just grows up in enormous amount.
Because we have meadow turf here, so meadow flowers built in, and when that goes crazy in the beautiful height of summer, it has a lovely. It has a maybe it doesn't have that. Mm. I would like it to. But
that I really recommend that. This lady
gouda, not to be confused with gouda.
No. The cheese.
Which is this edam. No.
Bin gouda.
Or gouda. I don't know how you say gouda. Mm. Anyway,
Gordon Bennett. There's a place near here called Goudhurst. So maybe that would be the town full of it.
I don't know, but that comes. So I think just to add to it, so I wanted to know where things could grow and they didn't die.
Lovely, yes.
Because that I am planting skill is amateur garden, and so you try things, and then you go, oh, that was a waste. I've killed that because I've put it in the wrong place. So this brilliant woman, Alison, came and designed the garden. And said, no, that'll live there, that won't like that, shady plants. So now it's all in and it's really...
Yeah, it does look good.
It looks... And then I can add... Lovely. I planted some alliums recently.
I was going to say, Alison sent you some alliums?
Alison didn't, sadly.
Oh,
no, but I have got some alliums. And I've bought you some bulbs today.
Oh,
not in my pockets, I should just... But I have... They're called Schuberti alliums.
Oh, okay. Like Shabuzi, that's all.
Yes, exactly. Or ornamental onion.
I've always wanted to grow onions.
These are ornamental ones.
That's fine. Delicious ornamental onions.
They are big structure.
Like an allium.
It's an allium, but it's this enormous structure, and they're almost like twigs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Twigs, but they're like branches. Beautiful. And the flowers...
I think twigs.
Almost like twigs.
They're almost like
a dead...
Can you imagine growing a twig?
I bought you a dead flower.
I wouldn't mind it at all.
I'll have to show you a picture later. But basically, the little flowers grow in the middle of the alum, and then they've got these structures, which are sort of seed pods on them. And when they dry...
Lovely.
Somebody told you can spray them silver or gold, put them on the Christmas tree.
Oh,
yes.
Last year
they were our star
on
the
Christmas
top
of the tree.
Yeah. Oh, how tremendous.
So, a bit of information.
Your granddad, as well, was a farmer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he grew
dahlias and daffodils and carnations.
Fields of carnations and daffodils.
Things like that, I just think are so. Another plate. What was I thinking? Building this house on the flight path?
Yes.
But how lovely, though. And as well, dahlias. I think went through a period of being quite unfashionable. It was in a sort of old school sort of a grandparent sort of flower.
Yeah,
I think
people were like,
no, I just want to have grey, everything grey.
Yes, yes.
Well, like hydrangeas sort of have come back as well, haven't they?
They were trendy for a long time,
yeah.
Now people love a hydrangea, don't they?
They love
it. And carnations are actually a beautiful. Alfie bought me a bunch of carnations, green carnations.
I like those.
And they've lasted a lovely long time and they still look lovely. And I love those.
When Samantha and I were friends for 10 years before we got together, friends.
Romantic.
I did buy you some flowers pretty early on, didn't I? I bought you some irises.
From the market, Tufnell Park Market.
Someone was doing all right. Some irises. We've tried to grow irises and it is
And they also, I find tough. They die quite quickly, so yeah, to get them alive.
I do tough. Have some in a container, and they were black, like those, they're called black swan or something.
Yes.
They're that really dark.
Ooh. But they did well.
They did okay, actually. Mm. With them, I had to move them from the ground when we had the garden dug up and dug around. Mm. Sorry, but I've kept them in a container. Let's see.
I mean, it's like some things like orchids, lilies. Some people in this country have great success with.
I know.
Samantha, you're good at orchids.
You're a good orchid.
We've got.
I think that's luck because we've got
orchids.
Windows.
Oh, they talked about.
We've got windows.
Oh, and if you put them in the sunshine.
If you put them in a window, on a window, you make sure you water them, not very much.
Yeah.
I must do some feeding, actually, because I haven't. But actually, it's not. It's very much about environment for orchids,
yes,
I think.
But I don't buy. Whenever I've had them and people say, put them in the bathroom, they like a humid environment,
you know,
so
they should know that,
the heat from the shower will be good for them. Mm. And make sure you just give them one ice cube and spray them every Thursday after Whitsun or whatever, you know.
That's like, the bit I get really scared.
And I'm like, ugh. And, yeah. But actually, like a lot of things, actually, if you just give them a bit of water to stick them in the sunshine, they are happy as a schoolgirl.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's how I found them. And the orchid I've got in the kitchen. Loves it. Loves it. It's kind of a bit sunken. It's not direct sun. Evening sun, that's all it gets. Going
happy.
Crazy.
Because okay, I had, when in the last house we had, it was so dark because it was old and there weren't very many windows. And I just was given very beautiful orchid and it just, I mean, it lasted 2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah.
Tried then again and then I thought, I'm not having them anymore.
No, and it's sad, isn't it, when you keep losing things. We can't grow lavender for some reason. Lavender doesn't like it here, I don't know
doesn't
why.
It?
I know, ironic, really.
Yes.
Considering I love that film.
Ladies
and Lavender. That and Tea with Mussolini. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Can't Grow Lavender would be a lovely sort of afternoon drama.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Can't Grow Lavender.
A lovely afternoon.
Fact, oh.
A lovely afternoon drama starring Tom Allen.
Yes. His new foray. Yes, I think he has been about me.
Could be a euphemism. He can't grow lavender.
Single man lives in a cottage, courtyard garden.
Can't grow lavender.
Village, a lot of friends in the village, all old women.
Yes. Exactly. Lovely.
Absolutely lovely. Maybe a few murders to solve.
I don't know. Look,
we'll
maybe.
We'll see what the appetite is for at that time. I like an afternoon drama. I can't deny it. I mean, I've always fancied myself as a sort of Rosemary in Time.
Yes.
Like, I'd probably be the sage in that bouquet garni. Or maybe an old bay.
Yes, maybe. That's something that bay tree. We've got two bay trees.
Oh,
and
yes.
They are. Have you got a bay
tree? We've got them in a pot, actually.
Can be quite hard. They can get scorched easily, but bars are okay.
We do get a few caterpillars in the leaves and they roll themselves up. And I have to pick those off because I can't use those in my stock.
No.
I'm not allowed to buy yellow roses.
No.
Am I? That's one thing that.
Yellow roses suit you?
Yellow roses mean goodbye, apparently.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Ed Wilson told me that.
You should probably explain who Ed Wilson is.
Yes,
the
director of the National Youth Theatre when we were there. Mm. He was an incredible actor in his time. He was in When the Boat Comes In for the older listeners.
Absolutely.
And what a guy and a wonderful friend. And he. Actually, was it Ed? Or was it. Let's talk about him. No,
he
it was really sad. I was tired. The last flowers I took to his partner, I mean, it's too sad. Let's stop talking about it, were yellow roses.
Yellow
and
roses.
Maybe it was someone in the offices. I came with my yellow roses, really like, I'll take these. And then the yellow roses mean goodbye. And
I wonder where that comes from.
So I've never
somebody
been able
in the
to
office
get it.
Probably just seen.
Do you think someone's
you know,
made
I know
that
up. Upset her.
Could someone Google yellow? Yellow roses mean goodbye?
I don't think they
I feel
do.
Like it would be in a song. I mean, it sounds like it's in Mac and Mabel anyway.
Yellow roses are beautiful.
It's the theme tune too.
to my life.
He can't grow lavender.
Once I get something in my head, I can't.
Blood and bandages.
Blood and bandages.
Blood and bandages.
Red and white. Yeah, I was always told that.
My grandma used to, because they grew red and white carnations. And grandma, you see, blood and bandages.
No.
Bandages.
They can't be that old. Oh, I suppose bandages have been around for quite some time.
This is the third in the trilogy. This is. He can't grow lavender. Yellow roses mean goodbye.
Oh.
Blood and bandages. The third in the
I'd
trilogy.
Want to eat those out to be a series, I think. On afternoons.
We need three more.
Three more, and then
the six.
The box set. Yeah. Like, you can still buy the Inspector, what was it? Inspector Wexford,
Lindley,
was it?
Yeah,
along
or
those.
Lindley,
or Lindley, yeah, all yeah. those ones. They all yes. blend into one.
Yes.
A little bit. Sorry yes. if anybody was in them. But sometimes on ITV3, which I'm a big fan of.
Yes.
I'm a big, I'm the main watcher, I would say.
They do show some old Agatha Christie's on there.
That's
as
what
well,
I love about
they?
It. But I won't, yeah. I cannot sit still for a heartbeat. I mean, not, no. I mean that is. I mean, literally, the programme.
Yeah, right. I just Greengrass was a good character.
Greengrass was a good...
I'd have been like, if they're rebooting yes. Greengrass, I'm
He'd
up
be
for
a good errant.
And was he the same man as the gaffer?
Sort of old-school tramp.
He
was the gaffer. He was
the gaffer.
He was the gaffer.
Remember the gaffer? Were you too young for that?
What, in...
He's the gaffer, and you drove a van.
What is?
There was a show called The Gaffer.
Oh, sorry.
And it was the same actor who played Greengrass.
Oh.
And he always got parking tickets in the whole of his front... of his car was just full of park, yeah, and he just grabbed one and put it in there.
Was it around about the same time as Minder, that sort of
yes,
thing?
Yes, very much so. Probably okay. too young.
Well, too it's young funny because I was talking about Monarch of the Glen just the other day and went yes. straight over people's head. And then Darling Buds of May was on ITV3 a Saturday afternoon yes. when we were doing Bake Off and Extra Slice we were filming, and sometimes I get a little break between the rehearsal and the record. And I sometimes like to have a pizza
yes,
and see whatever's on ITV3. Mm. And on this particular occasion, only for a short while, window. Mm. They were re-showing the original Darling Buds of May. Mm. I was very excited to see Dear Philip Franks.
Didn't it have a beautiful haze over it?
Yes, it did.
Like a golden
hue. What sort of filter was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Vaseline, I think.
Yes.
Pam Ferris just yes. smeared it over that lens.
And David it was such Jason.
David Jason, of course. Mm. And,
I went to an advert with him.
Did you really? Mm-hmm.
And the guy on the desk, it was a bit of a voiceover, and the technician kept calling him Jason. And I was so offended, because I was a bit like, oh, it's such an honour to meet you. And I had just me and him in the booth, and I played someone called Sue, which I always do, just to say.
Yes, I can imagine that, actually.
Always called Sue Turtle in Doctors. Sue, I've recently done something, and I'm Sue. They said, oh, we've changed your name to Sue's. And I said, of course, yeah. But I'm always
Sue. In a legal drama, it's called Sue.
Yes, Sue. It's called Sue.
It's a sewing drama, it's called Sue.
And I was so, it was such a wonderful, one of those jobs, like, 2 hours in, and he was lovely, and I was in such sort of awe from a child, and I was like, and he was so brilliantly professional, and we had a bit of a laugh, but this chap just kept saying, Jason, could you?
I'm surprised he didn't say something about that.
I was close to saying,
I think you got the name wrong.
Oh, it was just a bit odd. Yeah. Anyway,
I can imagine that. What was it like being on Doctors, by the way?
Mm. I loved it.
I bet that'd be nice to be in a routine doing something. I always
loved
think.
It, and the cast was so lovely.
So
just horrid. So evil.
They were dreadful people.
No, they were so, and they were so welcoming. But it was the hard 13 scenes a day. I didn't know my arse from my other.
Is it when you think film is barely one?
Yeah,
well, barely one scene a day.
How many? And I was like, okay. And then they were like, we just checked, so you'd have the scripts the night before. And I was like, well, this is interesting. Mm. There was one where I was having to do lots of explaining. I was pretending to be Cagney and Lacey, or Cagney.
Oh, yes.
Cagney, and I was trying to explain lots of things. And I was lost. I mean, I just kept laughing. And at one point, I walked into shot, and I shouldn't have been in shot. And
left
I was
in.
Chatting.
Left
and, looking,
in.
And, and I was waving at someone, and then it was very acrobatic. So I suddenly just... they did leave it in, no. because it suited the character.
Oh, that's fine then. So, that's perfect. Oh, there you go. That's where the magic happens,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking it must be nice to be in like something where you have like a routine, where you're surrounded by some familiar people.
Yeah. Mm.
There's a little bit of a team effort there, and
yes.
I think it must be nice. Because
I mean,
you must get that with the radio.
With the radio, yeah, with the radio. I quite like
sport,
it.
You have a lovely routine there. People love your show.
It's very much a family talk sport. It really is. It is. I was saying to Sam earlier. I was saying. It's really taught me more about being a bit harder in the business than anything else has. I've done comedy, I've done musicals, yes. I've done everything, but radio, and especially sports radio, has really taught me about take your knocks and move on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds very tough.
That's what I'm saying, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
take
yeah,
your
yeah.
knocks?
Radio's really paranoid, I think.
Okay.
And I mean... comedy's paranoid, show business is paranoid, but radio is really about keeping your place on air.
Oh, okay.
I think it's real elbows out, I'm in the chair. And in a nice way, in a nice
way,
you know.
In your,
so it's very, very much
links. Exactly. Well, about great out on the link.
Oh yeah, great out on the link.
And
the
sports people are competitive.
And sports people. So yes, I work with a lot. I work with a lot of hard-nosed journalists and a lot of hard-nosed footballers.
Gosh.
So, and also regularly meeting your heroes and your sporting heroes is a pretty unique station, but I do love it.
I bet. Well, you know,
I did EastEnders. I was going to say about on EastEnders was you. You talk about people. The EastEnders alarm's gone off. What I wanted to say, what I meant that was the actors who were regular on that.
Oh yes,
are unbelievably brilliant actors.
Yes, yes, because you having to turn it round.
I met Sharon.
Oh yes, Letitia Dean.
Letitia Dean, and I did a scene with Sharon, and I did a scene with. Behind the bar. Tracy Behind the Bar.
Tracy Behind the Bar.
And I did a scene with Sam Janis. A few scenes with Sam Janis. And of course, you go in and it is turned over so quickly.
Yes.
You know, they've got 12 scenes that day. Yeah. I've got like two. Mm. You go, right, quick line run, and they're like looking at it. They've got, and I'm like, I don't even know her lines. What's this going to be like? Mm. You know, run the lines. Okay, right. Let's do the scene. Final checks. Boom. There she is, crying out of one eye. You know, just absolutely spot on. It's an unbelievable skill. They are so good.
What did you have
good.
To come in and say?
Oh, I was trying to get off with her.
Oh, you were a stalker.
I was sort of a stalker.
A bad'un.
Really a bad'un. It was underwritten, I would think, Tom. I don't think there was much. There wasn't much to grab onto. I was hoping to end up with, you know, the car lot or something.
Okay, fine.
I'd have been good at that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I can imagine you being a nice.
But it's difficult because I'm not from London, so you don't want to sort of turn up on it, all right, mate, hello there. All, you know, full of Dick Van Dyke.
You know. You could have someone from the West Country move
to
London.
Would have been nice, wouldn't it?
It has happened.
All right, Tracy, point please, Dorian. That would have been good, wouldn't it?
There's not enough Southwest voices on the television, actually.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Would have been nice to hear a bit of representation of that.
All anyone ever is on the Southwest, if they're on television, is a pirate. Arr, hello there. Or a bit thick. That's all they are. I wouldn't know, Dad. What's that, Mother? I don't know how many cows in an acre. That's all they ever are. It's never. Oh, here's Doctor. Here's Doctor Johnson coming. Yes, hello there. I've come to look at your heart.
I just think Lucy Worsley never throws to an historian.
Hello, I'm your brain surgeon this afternoon. I'm here to do your brain. Gonna have a quick look.
I might find it quite endearing. I was in Barnstable General.
Exactly.
Or something.
The historian, yeah.
That's really true. Well, gosh. Who do you think you are when people are reading what that you don't ever have anybody do?
Coming from...
Yes. From the Somme, the Battle of the Somme. Yeah, well, we dug down the trench 4 acres. There was rats everywhere. I was spraying on Bisto gravy to make myself some tights.
You couldn't even do your own accent then.
I couldn't even do my own voice.
The GIs, what then happened with the GIs?
I don't know, the GIs come in, don't they? They've got the chocolate, the GIs.
Different war. Was that
in the Somme? It's a different war. I flipped wars.
I know. That's the thing about you West Country people. You're very...
I don't know what war it is. That's why you didn't get the job.
Oh, yes, well, there's that episode of Foyle's War we never got to see. Foyle's War, that's a shame. Oh, yes. I love Foyle's War.
But in He Can't Grow Lavender, the neighbour. Oh. Slightly spooky neighbour.
Oh, yes, can't be trusted until...
Can't
be trusted. Something going on there.
Something going on there.
Nefarious.
I can go and grow some lavender.
Oh, yes, I bet he could as well.
You ain't got the right soil conditions, is the thing.
Ericaceous soil. That's what you want.
Blood and Bandages, is it? Every episode. He says the title of the episode. Oh, Blood and Bandages, I see. Well, yellow roses mean goodbye.
Yellow roses mean goodbye.
It's very good, isn't
very
it?
Very good. Yes, it's working.
Gonna get commissioned. She's gonna get commissioned. Sam plays Sue from across the road.
Please, yes, love that.
Oh, hello, Tom. I've just bought some yellow roses for you.
Yes, maybe Sue keeps bringing red and white flowers or yellow.
Goodbye.
It's very good.
Let's try it again. It's another episode.
It's very good. Yes.
I can't wait for that. But of course, I came back for a moment to talk sport.
Talk sport, yes.
Because of course, I walk through there when I've been doing my show on Verge.
You've been on a few times,
and
though,
I've even popped on a couple of... I'm talking a little extra accent. I popped on a couple of times.
Yes, come on.
I popped on a couple of times. And
popped on, have you?
I popped on. And I find it quite intimidating, I won't lie.
Do you?
Because you feel like you're going past the bigger boys at school.
And big sporty
you go,
boys.
Big sporty boys. Mm. But actually, sometimes now they say all right to me.
That happened.
Nice. So at first I was nervous. Then they started to say all right to me in the lift. And when I was walking through, and I was like, oh, I'm at home.
I know Charlie.
But now, of course, I walk through expecting that. And sometimes I don't get anything. So now I walk in like, hello, fellas.
Walk back and come back in.
I'm like, I'll go round.
Full West Ham kit.
Watcher, how's it going?
What about Crystal Palace, eh? Those Eagles.
Wolverhampton's doing well.
Just have a go in it.
Just try and get on there with them. Alan.
You and Alan Brazil.
Oh, Alan Brazil. I love him. He was the first person to say hello, actually.
Yes, Alan's lovely.
Alan Brazil's my favourite, I won't lie. I never see you there when I'm there, actually.
No.
And then from there, you have to go through talk radio, and that's where it's a bit more serious. And I sometimes do nod or something, but I don't dwell. They have the TV screens up with the news on, so then get to Virgin, of course, which is sort of more. Well,
Showbiz, Tom.
It's very showbiz. It's a lot of camp men playing rock music.
How lovely.
There's no other one. There's no, and the listeners are largely called Margaret. Sue.
Val,
of course. Yes, Val. No, but it is a nice place to be there and a lovely view. But
were you looking for your tea then?
Yeah, but I don't need to have my tea now.
I think it's cold.
Oh, it might be cold. Would you like me to send it on?
No, I think I'm just going to have this little sit. Thank you.
Run to the floor?
No, please don't.
And it was poisoned.
And of course it was poisoned.
This smells of lavender.
Sue.
So every episode, Sue has some sort of fit.
Excuse me, officer. Call an ambulance.
Every episode.
Every episode. Yeah.
Oh, I'll call an ambulance for everyone. I can't lose these old fangled things. You got a landline, for goodness sake.
Sue. Oh, it's all right. It's okay, Sue. You just had a bit of a funny turn. Funny turn, you say.
Knock at the door.
Sue, every time yellow roses on Sue.
Yellow roses always.
Sue falls into the yellow rose.
She finally dies. Yeah.
Anyway, it'd be a great day. Stop going back to it.
Stop. Look, it's a garden.
This is a gardener's cup of tea because it's a little bit cold.
A little bit cool.
But I don't mind that because you've been busy, you've got distracted.
Distracted with something.
Digging. Planting bulbs. You've got to go 20 centimetres down.
Have you got a dibber?
Yes, I have.
Handy, but I don't bother with it.
You've got two. You've got one that's a hand one.
Oh,
you've
got one. Those. I'd like that.
And you've got a long one.
Oh.
How about you?
You've got two. You've got a hand one and a long one.
Because some things like the snowdrops, they like a bit deeper.
Yeah, and then again, didn't work. Snowdrops. Yeah. Tried those in the shady bit around a couple of trees.
Oh, it's a load of old shit, isn't it?
It's a load of crap. Shitty old snowdrops. I was told, here's a bit, they'll grow anywhere.
They say these things.
I've spent ages with my dibber.
Gardeners question them. They could say anything. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the advice.
Thank you.
What you need is an ashier soil. Oh, thank you. Writing that down.
Yes.
Well, it didn't work for me, that.
Well, what is ashier
Made
soil?
It up.
Mulching, all of that.
Now, mulching, I've been told, I've got to do.
Everybody says it all the time, you've got to mulch.
Especially with this last summer being so hot.
To keep the moisture in the soil.
So I'm going to finish my bulbs first, and then apparently
put in some old leaves.
Go and get put as well. Bark, isn't it, as well?
Bark as well.
Buy a couple of bags from the garden centre.
Bark. Yeah.
What's your horse manure rate? Do people sell it on the front of their... Because we have near us, it's 50p a bag.
Yes,
horse manure, 50p a bag.
Charlie, let me tell you. It was my birthday. I heard the clippity-clop of hooves going past. I said, Alfie, get the shovel. It's my birthday present again.
Yeah.
It's another birthday present.
Lovely, yes.
We were out there following this horse along. It kindly delivered a birthday gift.
A parcel.
Lovely. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Beautiful.
Gathered it up. I said, Alfie, film this. This will be great content. got it?
Yeah.
Put it on the roses. Put it online. The... Vehemence? No, the
vitriol.
Vitriol. Thank you.
Oh.
That I was faced with.
Hate.
You cannot put Manure straight on roses. You will burn the roots. You must leave it in the garden for at least 6 months.
Fury.
You will kill your roses. Your roses are dead now. You've done it. Yeah.
Did you kill your roses?
No, they're absolutely fine.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Did you take the manure off? No. No.
I think I rolled it a bit.
Putting that straight on them roses here.
Well, they said you've got to keep it for 6 months. I'm not going to keep a pile of shit for 6 months.
Yeah, keep hold of it. Well, I've seen a few of the pilots you've done, Tom.
No one wants those. Can't keep those for 6 months. Can't keep those for 10 minutes.
Where would you keep it?
Well, exactly.
To be honest, Tom, the thought of you following a horse with a shovel...
On my birthday.
On your birthday.
Did you have a birthday hat on?
Quite a bleak story.
I've just blown out the candles. my wish has come true.
It really spoiled the party.
Everybody was very confused. But I know it is a depressing idea. But then the people at the stables where they'd come from said, "Oh, you come down here anytime you want, get some." I said, "Oh, thank you."
Oh, so you've got a dealer now.
Would they have a little space for your
to hold
pile?
It there for 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months, little waiting pen. No.
I don't know. I haven't spoken because they're always going past, so I didn't get that much of a chat. Could you possibly keep this for me?
I'd like it, but not now.
Could you come back in maybe in November?
Yes.
Well, right. So you what you did was you gave an opinion about something you like on the internet.
And
which is never ever a good. This is on TalkSport.
Oh,
the only reason you ever get in trouble on TalkSport is if you actually talk about sport.
Yes. Oh.
Or offering up an opinion.
Oh, look, goodness. I didn't even radio for the runner.
Unbelievable. Thank you. What's your opinion?
I was going to be a bit cold for you.
Goodness.
Oh,
nice.
A garden's cup of tea.
And, you know, so you don't waste what's left.
You could just...
Wow.
And, you know,
There's a tip.
That's a great tip. And guess what? You just poured it on.
Lavender.
Chamomile. But lavender would have been absolutely...
That was lovely.
Beautiful.
No, but we were just talking about lavender, so that could have worked. Yeah. If I'd let you talk, it would have been funny.
Nice, then, isn't he?
He's nice, isn't he?
He's really good at tea.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Was your dad a gardener, Tom?
He did like gardening. Well, he, in quite a loose way, actually, but he grew runner beans, I think, because runner beans, potatoes, radishes, that sort of
that
thing.
That was a tradition.
I think that was the sort of traditional thing. And he was born in the war, Second World War, but not that it makes a difference to you, I know. That sort of sense of...
Market gardening.
And when I did the DNA journey, his family were market gardeners. But I suppose that's not that unusual. I mean, So I think he always liked gardening. And that's why I sort of started the little vegetable patch, which, as I say, has mixed results. But it's quite nice.
I think it's quite tough, vegetable. I've just time-consuming, and the dog and the kids and... now and again work, you feel like you can't leave. You wake up and, I didn't.
Yes.
I don't know, there's something about the vegetables seem a little harder to...
Well, I'm amazed we have anything to eat.
Yes.
And I think things like, for example, when you mentioned these flowers and how they attract the butterflies, all I think is like, get rid of them! Because, you know, the butterflies will lay their caterpillars. And I think it's mainly cabbage whites that we've... it's cabbage white. That's it. You score.
So I did a scene with Phil and Grant Mitchell.
Did you Really? No.
Film it till I did.
Oh, did you?
Look, don't. It's not EastEnders.
That was
it.
EastEnders Bell.
That was EastEnders Bell.
So fair enough. I've never been in EastEnders. I've auditioned many times.
I'd like to be in EastEnders now. We're talking about it.
We'd be very good.
We'd be great in it. I had an audition for a doctor who was then in it for quite a while. And I was.
You'd be a good posh couple who turned up to try and make the square nice.
Gentrify it, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
They've done that, haven't they, a couple of times.
These yuppies coming in.
Oh, well, there's no need to be unkind.
Yes. Leave him alone.
We like the look of the pub. We could turn that into a large house, something like that.
Yes, the Queen Vic, I hear.
Yes.
Be lovely original features.
Exactly, you'd be good, the two of you.
Very believable. Right, here, clear off.
Yeah, yes. Get out of my pub. Okay. This has been a pub for 50 years and it'll be a pub till I die.
Well, keep talking like that. That might be sooner than you think. The dialogue writes itself.
It's very good. Very good. Can you get...
Lovely bust, by the way.
You're sat in the square.
Then you sat in the square, yes.
Leaving a black
car. Where Arthur sat with his
money. Oh, that's right.
Where he sat money. He used to sit there a lot when he was depressed.
No, yes, he did, didn't he?
Yes.
He sat on that bench a lot, didn't he?
We weren't actually allowed to watch. I didn't say this to Natalie Cassidy. We weren't allowed to watch EastEnders. So it was too much shouting.
Is that true?
Yes. But we were allowed to watch Coronation Street. That was more our go-to.
Yes.
Well, there, at the time, wasn't so much shouting.
It was more comical.
Yes, more sort of...
A few more jokes,
yeah.
In it.
Yeah, and older ladies.
Yeah, Hilda...
A clip of Stan and Hilda Ogden.
It was a brilliant scene.
It was just brilliant. Well, but where do they find those actors? Because you go, that isn't an actor. What were they in? Yeah. What other stuff were they in? You
Rep,
know, a lot of Barbara Knox.
Oh yes,
and who plays Rita? Plays or played? I'm saying plays. And Bette Lynch.
Yes,
and Betty. Who plays...
Davis?
Was her name Betty Davis?
Betty Davis was it?
No. Betty Turpin.
Betty Turpin.
Betty Turpin. Betty Hot Pot. They were all singers in the nightclubs around Manchester in the 60s when it started.
Wow.
And it was like a little sort of joke for people that they were in it because they were like famous in the local area.
How fun.
And they were all singers in the... But I love it when those actresses are always on stuff. And they, you know, hello, hey, up on the thing. And they come off on, well, yes, of course, I've been acting.
Audrey, I think, is like that. And Pam St. Clements from EastEnders, they're both
Yes.
Do you know the name of Pam St. Clements' autobiography?
Oranges and St. Clements?
Something about earrings?
It's the end of an earring.
I did not know that. I would have bought it just on that. I wouldn't even need the rest of the book.
How do we get onto that? You weren't allowed to. You were Coronation Street, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, and I was thinking as well about Ivy and Don. Do you remember them? Ivy, very
Ivy Tilsley.
Ivy Tilsley, and she was very religious.
She was a singer as well. She was like a.
So
she
with the purse.
She was on the bill. She used to be on the bill with the Beatles.
Really?
With the Beatles, yeah. She was a singer on the bill with the Beatles.
Because this thing as well, Charlie. I'll say this that. Of course, you're known for your talking in sport and sporting, talking and sporting. But actually, you're as much of a showbiz ledge as a hoofer, actually.
I am a hoofer.
Song and dance man.
I love show business.
You are a showbiz.
Properly good.
Showbiz historian. I love musicals.
Love it all.
I love variety. I love all of show business.
You love it. But you're so talented as well.
So talented.
You know, dancer, singer, plays piano, trumpet?
Not piano, trumpet.
What's the difference?
Bit of ukulele, bit of...
Can't go wrong.
Bit of stuff. Never really concentrated enough to get really good at an instrument.
Yes, that's the best way to be.
But very musical.
Intrinsically musical.
And always sang. I've always sung, so... Yeah.
What's your favourite musical, Charlie?
Favourite musical? Great question.
Great question, isn't it?
Always I think I know what it is, but I'm interested.
Oh, this is a bit of his and hers.
It's Mr.
What
and Mrs.
do you think it is?
I think it's The Music Man.
Oh, I love The Music Man. It's great. I've never seen it. No one ever puts it on.
Oh, I think you'd like to be in it.
I'd like to be in it. I'd like to play The Music
Maybe
Man.
Not, yes.
I'm cosmic ordering The Music Man.
Sure.
I love Guys and Dolls.
Oh, perfect.
Tough to not like Guys and Dolls,
yes,
apart from the song More I Cannot Wish You. Do you know which one that is? It's The Old Man.
Yes,
More
I
cannot wish you for the colour of your hair with the sheep's eye and the licorice tooth and the strong arm. Do you know that one?
No, you don't
I'd
like
love
that
to
one?
Do an evening.
You don't
of,
like that one.
I'd love to do an evening of the terrible songs in good musicals?
Well, I was thinking about... I've said it before. I don't really like The Sound of Music. There. Put it out there.
Don't love
say
it.
It.
Say it. I'm going to say
don't
it.
I don't
say
love it, Tom.
Not even sorry. Not even
no,
sorry,
as good. Young people would That's say. Fine.
Left no crumbs. And the thing is, I don't like that song, I Have Confidence. I don't think it makes any sense. I have confidence in confidence.
Do you know, though, a lot of the time, those old musicals
just
from the 50s, 60s and into the 70s, it was a selection of, it was just a selection of songs. The first ever, the first ever musical with an actually written for itself was Oklahoma.
Wow.
That was the first ever one that was had a beginning, a middle and an end, and they wrote all the songs for that.
Part of it.
Before that, songs were just written and then put into like a shoved in, and then you might find the same song in something else. Like you'll sit here in Singing in the Rain, you'll hear Be a Clown.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Make 'em Laugh.
Yeah.
There's a song called Be a Clown, which is the same song, same thing. So a lot of times it's just a selection of songs.
Because I always like Noel Coward, and he's always, a lot of his songs are grouped together in reviews, which was sort of just given a name, but I don't think they ever had a story, like Bittersweet or something. I don't think they ever had a story, or not that I'm aware of. Go on.
No, it just made me think of that. I went recently with Patricia Routledge, they kept showing clips of I Went to a Marvellous Party with Nunu and Nana and Nell.
Yes.
Which I think would be such a good thing to all.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Marvellous Party. Very, very good. She laughed all the way through. She's brilliant.
So Guys and Dolls. I was in Oliver. First one I ever was in was Oliver. Yes. First, I'd never seen a musical. And then I was in Oliver as a 10-year-old at the Plymouth Theatre Royal.
Oh.
With Derek Griffiths as...
And you were doing... what were you?
I wasn't Oliver, I was one of the boys.
Well, you were doing your London accent then.
And exactly, the future.
Beginning of East, waiting for the bell, waiting for the bell.
But Lionel Bart, of course. And then when I joined the National Youth Theatre and met my wife, Samantha, at the age of 16, it was in Lionel Bart.
16,
it was in a. It was in a Lionel
I was
Bart. 18. She was 18.
Oh,
she was
16. Snatcher.
I was 18. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Like
I'm sorry, but I hate that. I do hate that. I hate it. Sorry.
But Lionel Bart. We did Maggie May, which is a
amazing.
Which was a Lionel Bart musical that was on in the 60s, and I think it's brilliant. There's brilliant songs in it. Judy Garland sings In the Land of Promises. And he got her to sing that and record that for the show.
Gosh,
anyway, we did
for them
we did
bluesy,
that show.
So amazing, they got through the recording.
But Lionel was in the room for the whole of the rehearsals.
Yeah. For you,
so Lionel Bart was for the whole of rehearsals for this show for 6 weeks. We had Lionel Bart in the room.
Wow!
So just to have him there and was amazing. I love musicals. I love new musicals. I love and I've always. Gone. I don't want to watch Hamilton. I think it's going to be like a GCSE drama. Oh. You know, like, do you know what I mean? Like a project. Like we're going to rhyme, do a show about Isambard Kingdom Brunel. And then I saw it and I went, oh, this is probably the best thing that's ever been written.
He was proved wrong.
Proved
completely wrong.
I would like to see the
Isambard Kingdom
the Isambard.
Brunel. You've got the hat.
I'll hang on a minute.
I'll lend you a hat.
Would you just call it Brunel or Kingdom Brunel?
Brunel, exclamation.
Brunel, exclamation.
What rhymes with bridge?
Fridge?
I'll keep it under my hat.
Oh,
the Isambard Kingdom Brunel show. Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when I've built it.
Oh, there you go.
The Isambard Kingdom Brunel musical.
Yes.
Oh, hop the train to see it. by train or by ship.
But it's brilliant. Yes, Hamilton's absolutely amazing, isn't it? It's the most insanely good...
Yes, it's sorry,
it's the most insanely good piece of work.
It's
absolutely incredible. So,
yeah, I have seen it. It's wonderful. Wonderful and so many great songs.
I like all musicals because I like bad ones. And good ones.
Oh,
and
what's a bad one that you like?
Oh, there's loads of bad ones.
Oh, I know.
There's loads of really bad. We once went to see. It ran for a week.
Fields of Ambrosia.
It was
where
called.
Where everyone knows you.
What's not to love about that?
In the interval, it was like watching. People just left, didn't they?
Oh,
and
no.
Then we just knew. You could see in the cast's face as well. No. And so we sat there.
It was about the man who invented the electric chair.
Yeah, it was.
The Fields of Ambrosia. And here's a good sign with a show. The producer writer and lead actor left. Was the same man.
same person. So he hadn't had a lot of input
Who was funding it?
Him.
He was. Yeah.
And it was on in the West End. Fields of Ambrosia.
Have you ever seen that film, Florence Foster Jenkins?
No, I'd like to see that. That's good.
No.
Meryl Streep. Yeah,
oh,
sort of similar. It's a dangerous thing, isn't it, to...
She's the opera singer whose husband was super rich.
Yes.
And funded her being on at like the Met.
Oh yes, I did.
And
know
like
that story.
Like
yes.
an insane amount of opera venues.
is literally like a
woman in a village choir who thinks she's got something. You know.
Would she be in Lavender?
Great Meryl being great. I've heard about this show. I really want to.
You can't grow lavender. I've heard it's great.
Oh, and I'd be like, oh no, I'm sorry. You've come to the wrong address, I'm afraid. Slam. That'd be it. But she just heard about it. She's just a big fan of it. I just wanted to be involved.
Wants to be in it.
I just wanted to be in it. It's such a successful show. We have it on all the time. In the kitchen. Was she married to Meryl Streep?
She was married to Don Gummer, I want to say.
Yeah. But they're
not
divorced.
Anymore, are they?
And there's rumours of Martin Short.
Martin Short, and I love Martin Short.
Oh, that would be a nice combo.
And
wouldn't
I love
it?
Meryl Streep. I mean, I'd love.
I mean, that's a camp couple.
Fun, though.
I'll say. Can you imagine the guy who said cock in Father of the Bride instead of cake? I've got the cock. And she was in Death Becomes Her. I mean,
yes.
Gosh.
Couldn't get
that. It's a lot of fun. They'd be laughing all day long.
Mm. Yes.
Or,
well. You think that, don't you? We get that all the time. Oh, it must be funny in your house. Oh, yeah. Absolutely hilarious.
It is funny. For me.
Oh, it's funny. You're always
fun.
Laughing.
We are always laughing.
We are always laughing.
Sometimes there's awful things happen, aren't there? Mm. In life, you can't get away from it.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be friends, though.
Oh, absolutely. You've got
to be friends.
They're dimming the lights, so I think
it's starting to piss with rain. But thank you for joining me here in the garden. This beautiful gift.
Yes.
I have to treasure it and put it as my table centrepiece.
Ready to last till tomorrow, apparently.
Well, I can't. I will be keeping you posted.
I'm envious of your croc lights.
Well, yeah. You know, I get a lot of comments on those, Charlie.
Oh.
And they are very handy. Yes,
just one.
I leave with the left.
Put your toe and lift it up.
It's like that thing, you know, they say to do so you look good when you're walking in a still in a photo.
Is that right?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
do you have to do?
If you do that.
Yes.
We should do it. We'll do it in a second. If you do that, everyone does that. It looks like you're having a really...
Is it just one photo?
It's one foot in front of the other,
really
yes.
laughing. Oh, it's raining.
I'll try that.
With your croc light.
I'm with that.
Oh, and with that.
For the listeners, Charlie was just stamping. It was pointing his left leg out and stamping with it in a comical fashion.
You lose one foot in front of the other and
balancing with the arms.
Yes.
It is literally raining now. So, look, this is the end, and thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.